From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Two people who saved the life of Cook County Attorney Tim Scannell in a courthouse shooting last year in Grand Marais were honored Wednesday in Minneapolis. Assistant County Attorney Molly Hicken tackled the shooter, while Defense Attorney John C. Lilly III helped with Scannell's stomach and leg wounds. The Duluth News Tribune reports the Hennepin County Attorney's Office honored Hicken and Lilly at its annual Community Leadership Awards. Lilly, Hicken, and Deputy Gary Radloff will be given awards on Monday by the Minnesota Sheriff's Association in Alexandria. Despite the recent snowfall throughout much of northern Minnesota, snowmobile trails are not yet ready for riding, that according to the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Minnesota's snowmobile trails officially open today, December 1st. Several conditions must be met before trails are open and ready for travel, including frozen ground and cleared trails. Also, the DNR recommends a minimum of 5 inches of new clear ice for snowmobiles. Earlier this week, I spoke with District 3A Representative David Dill about the upcoming 2013 legislative session. Committee chairmanship. Okay, House Environment Natural Resources Policy Committee. So what's on the top of that committee's agenda?
Well, we haven't really decided yet because we're just getting organized. I haven't decided. The caucus hasn't decided, and I haven't heard from any members specifically what bills that they're portraying to put in this year. That committee handles the Department of Natural Resources, Board of Soil and Water Conservation, MPCA, and some other smaller policy-type things in the state with regards to the outdoors, hunting, fishing, environment, just all those types of things that surround the word environment.
Well, now, I was kind of wondering about, there's a number of controversial issues out there regarding the environment and natural resources, they probably would be viewed differently across what is now your very large district, not to mention the state. But do you anticipate the committee dealing with things like non-ferrous mining, mineral rights, state-federal land swaps, wolf hunt, any of that kind of thing, or is this somebody else's job?
No, those are the things that we may or may not, consider bills that may be for or against. Mm-hmm. And those are all, the wolf hunt is now authorized.
Right.
And I'd anticipate that there may be a bill coming forward that maybe stops the wolf hunt. We'll see. I don't think that will prevail. There could be bills that, as there's always been talked about, to ban non-ferrous mining before it can even begin. There might be. I don't anticipate that there are going to be bills that are successful in the non-ferrous mining area that would. I use this word carefully, speed up the process. Mm-hmm. I mean, the process is the process, and it's in play, and I'm sure there are some people that will want to get it speeded up, but the point is that one of the reasons it takes so long is because these are very important deliberations that have to be made with regard to their plans, any plans that are presented to the Department of Natural Resources in this instance. And then there's also the comments from the public and how the company may or may not change their plans based on that, mm-hmm. those comments or scientific data that's learned or increases in technology between the time that they submit their plans and the time that they actually would try to begin to mine.
Now, the Citizens Board for the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency tomorrow is going to hear an update specifically about sulfates in the water on that 10-milligram thing about wild rice. I imagine you'll be paying attention to that.
Oh, yeah. That was a big focus the last 2 years in the legislature. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was the legislature that put in place the laws and the authorizations and the appropriations that had to do with the study that is ongoing and what the EQB board is going to be updated on. And we will be taking testimony, I'm certain, in our committee, mm-hmm. And getting updated on where we're at as far as the process is concerned in reestablishing and evaluating a new limit. And no one knows whether the limit will be higher, lower, or the same.
Yeah, it's kind of old news. 1940 survey is when it was first, that's the material it's based on. But help me understand, and our listeners understand, not knowing as much about the legislature perhaps as I should. I realize that when the majority party gets to pick its chair people, but does the committee that you're going to chair pretty much stay the same, or is there a big changeover?
You mean in terms of its
personnel,
the committee's membership?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there'll be people that will be on the committee that have been on the committee for quite some time, and there'll be new members that are freshman members of the legislature. There'll be new members. And it'll be mixed up. It won't be the same people every time that in the past. But there are some people that have institutional knowledge and would certainly want to be on there. And those are committees. What happens is you send in to, when at the appropriate time, you send in to the Speaker of the House the top three or four committees that you want to participate in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they look at all the requests and who is where, and geographically, how is the committee balanced, and politically, how is the committee balanced, and then they make their decisions and appointments.
How big a committee is it?
In terms of numbers, I'd expect it to be over 20 or so people.
Okay. Is that fairly common for committees? You've been on a lot of committees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's very common, that number or more.
Oh, good. Well, getting away from that particular committee, the House Environment and Natural Resources Policy Committee, in general, what do you see as the biggest issues facing the House that you're going to have to tackle this coming session?
I think the number one issue that we have to tackle, and we have to have an honest conversation, that is a conversation that's had with the people beyond the legislature and the legislature and the governor's office about how we are going to structure the state's revenue in the coming years to get rid of the deficits or to plan to get rid of the deficits mm-hmm. that we've incurred over all these years. And how we're going to fund state government, and then we're also going to be having a serious conversation about what we're going to make the expenditures on. I hope that when we get done with this session, that we'll be on the first step, or we will have made significant progress towards a funding source, a stream and type, and where the money comes from that will stabilize our state government.
Okay. David Dill represents District 3A, including the Arrowhead. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has denied a petition seeking an environmental review before the state awards its next round of mining leases. A group of northeastern Minnesota residents petitioned for an environmental assessment worksheet in September, saying the potential for new non-ferrous metals prospecting could have a significant impact on sensitive natural resources and property values. The St. Paul Pioneer Press reports three companies submitted bids for the leases, which cover about 9,500 acres. In an order this month, the DNR denied the petition but said it will reconsider whether environmental reviews are needed if prospectors submit plans for actual exploration on the parcels. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has agreed to add lakes and rivers that can't sustain wild rice beds because of pollution to its list of impaired waters. Federal law requires states to clean up polluted waters. MPCA didn't agree to include impaired wild rice waters until the environmental group Water Legacy spoke up. Researchers suspect sulfate from mining harms wild rice beds. The MPCA is supervising research on whether the state's sulfate standard should be revised. MPCA Citizens Board members got an update earlier this week. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.